Hello, it's Angel. For this pillow talk, I want to talk about something I love. I love. I love being a girl. I do, I really do. If I had to pick, I would pick a girl every time, like being a girl. I love it. There's a song, I Enjoy Being a Girl. It's from the Flower Drum Song musical. I'm going to try and sing a tiny bit of it. See how I do. When I have a brand new hairdo with my eyelashes all in curl, I float as the clouds on air do. I enjoy being a girl. When men say I'm cute and funny and my teeth aren't teeth but pearl, I just lap it up like honey. I enjoy being a girl. I do. I love it. Another thing, like instantly that I think of about one of the things I love being about being a girl. I'm so excited. I can't even think straight. I love seeing a man rush to get to the door before me so they can open it. Like complete strangers. It's incredible and awesome. And I'm not even holding anything and they just want to hold the door open for me. How special does that make you feel? Like, that's awesome. What else? When they stand out in the cold, like they're leaving a building and they stand out in the cold because they see me coming just so they can open the door for me. It's just so neat. I was brought up to be a lady. I know I don't often talk like one, or if some of you have heard certain audios of mine, but in real life, in day-to-day life, I am. I'm very proper. I'm fairly well-behaved, and it's so great to be treated like one. It might sound silly, but it is a good feeling. Another one. I love the brave men that try to order for me. If you don't know, I'm incredibly picky about the foods I eat. And so a man that is brave enough or confident enough, let's go that route, to go up to a restaurant with me and then order for me. I think some people look down on that. They think, I don't know. I think it's sweet. I think it's nice. So I like that. I love spending hours getting ready to go out on a date or to spend time with someone that I'm attracted to. I love the shower. That's how it all begins. That's how you start the evening of getting ready, or the time getting ready, or I do. Now I have different tiers of body wash. So I have like just the regular everyday body wash. I have a couple different scents. If I know somebody I'm going to be spending time with prefers a certain scent, like peach or vanilla or strawberry. And then I have the top tier. You're somebody special if you need the top tier. It's this incredible almond oil body wash, and it makes my skin just glow, and it's so soft. And it's kind of expensive, and so if I use that, you're definitely going to be touching me that evening. But and then just doing my hair, and like if there's a certain way that someone likes it, or I just like feeling pretty, it makes me happy, and to spend the time to look my best for somebody is like the first way I show someone I respect them. And that might sound strange or odd or unusual or maybe dumb, I don't know. But it really is, because if I really care about someone, if I really have feelings for someone, to look my best, you know, you always want to put your best foot forward. And if I care enough about a person to be spending a lot of time with them, you know, I want to look pretty for them. I do. It's just how I am. And, anyways. Oh, and then clothes, picking out clothes. That's very important. Very, very important. It's always stressful those first, couple of dates, 'cause you're not real sure what to wear. Have you ever done this? Have you ever, thought, you know, if I ever go on a date with this person, or if I ever get to go out with this person, what am I going to wear? I do that a lot. Like, what would I wear if I got to be alone with him? So, it's always a fun little mental game to play. There are girl things I wish everyone would just accept and move on from. Like our periods. My dad taught my brother never to be embarrassed about buying anything a girl might need, because that just shows you are going home to one. And I think, like, that made me feel special to think that a man would be proud to do that too for me. I'm really not that needy during, I mean, I'm a pretty needy girl to begin with. And when I say needy, I really enjoy attention and affection. I like cuddling. I mean, I like giving it back too, of course. I'm not just like single-sided on that, but anyways, yeah, a man should be proud, because my body is pretty awesome. And so if they get to, they get the, I don't want to say honor, because that's really horrible to say, but the privilege to get to be with me, it would be nice enough if they respected it all the time. I mean, that's not too much to ask. I mean, you should. That just kind of is a given. Yes, all the girls, at least that I know, have dedicated wardrobe choices for that week of their life. Never ever comment on it and never make fun of it. My navy blue PJ pants and my gray oversized long sleeve shirt are the softest things I own. They are comfy and cover every inch of me. I already feel ugly and gross at that time, so the last thing I need is someone adding to it. Just cuddle me. I don't need the world to stop. I just need a little extra love, some tea, and maybe a back massage. That'd be awesome. That's all I need. Oh, and orgasms. Orgasms make everything better, especially during that time. They also help with headaches. I always hear that, like, people using that. I have a headache, so I'm not going to have sex with you tonight. If I have a headache, I crave sex. If I don't feel good, I mean, I've been straight out of surgery, like, same day, and craving and needing sex. It makes you feel better. What makes me feel better? I shouldn't say that for everyone, because some people it doesn't, I'm sure. Another thing awesome about being a girl, I can have orgasm after orgasm after orgasm. I can have as many as I want, or as many as my body can take, which I haven't found a limit yet. I'm sure it's there somewhere. And I am really submissive. I am. I'm a submissive girl, sexually. But that does not mean I am not going to be upfront about what I like, about what I don't like. And, I'm going through my notes here. And that I need it. And most of the time, I always need it. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I really like sex. You should never be afraid to talk about sex to a girl, the girl you're with. I always say girl. It can be women. It can be ladies. However you refer to them. I always refer to myself as a girl. Not sure why. But I can promise you, if you actually talk about sex, about, and not like moments before sex, like have this talk, you know, prior to like 10 minutes before, talk about what you like, talk about what you crave, talk about fantasies, talk about what you don't like, talk about things you're curious about, talk about the parts of your body you like to be touched or the parts of your partner's body that you really enjoy, because those little things add up and they make sex so much better. And seriously, if you're too embarrassed to talk about those things with somebody, you have no business having sex with them, okay? So just, communication makes sex so much better. And girls need it. Like, I need to feel safe. I'm not the type of girl that sleeps with someone after a few dates. I need, and this shocks people, but I need commitment. I need a committed, you know, monogamous relationship. I am in no hurry to have sex with someone. Don't get me wrong, it's fantastic, but it's so much better with somebody that I love, that I have deep feelings for and know really well. If I'm just dating somebody, I'm not just going to sleep with them. I need commitment. And that really surprises people about me. So, but it's the truth. And it's what I need and want. And I love not being in a hurry physically, because there's so many things that I want to enjoy and have all those first time experiences with a person. And I love to tease. So to that feeling of them still wanting more, I mean, just like me, because there's still stuff I will be wanting more of. I mean, it just makes those cravings so much more intense. And then when you finally get to, it's just so much more enjoyable. So I'm never, and I'm sure this is very hard for people to believe, but I'm never in a hurry to have sex when I start dating someone. It's just not me. What else do I have here? I just have like random notes spread all over. I probably should have organized myself a little better. Yeah. Oh, and I always say this, I don't know, I say that, well, I know that girls seem difficult and hard to understand, and we really don't mean it. I'm really conscious of it because, I have a lot of friends that are wishy-washy. They go back and forth on their feelings. They don't take firm stances on their feelings. I'm not sure why. But I always try and be really conscious of how my moods and my emotions, are affecting the people around me. And that's not always the case with everyone. Everyone, handles different emotions differently. I guess that goes back to the period talk, but... anyways, so I wanted to share a poem, an incredible poem that I really love. It's by Maya Angelou, and it's called Phenomenal Woman, and it's kind of long, but it's good. Pretty women wonder where my secrets lie. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model's size, but when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that is me. That's me. I walk into a room, just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I am a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say it's the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud, I say. It's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. 'Cause I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Yeah, that's it. I enjoy being a girl, and those are some of the reasons why. I hope you all are very well. I adore you, and I will talk to you very soon. Mwah.